This is a WAMC sports update. I'm Patrick Garrett. In the NBA, Boston topped Orlando 117-87, Brooklyn beat Denver 116-111, and Cleveland blasted the Knicks 126-94. In the NHL, Washington beat Boston in overtime 4-3. The National Hockey League is moving its headquarters to a 67-story office tower under construction on Manhattan's west side. Developer Brookfield Property Partners announced Wednesday the NHL will move from its current location in Midtown to the tower that will be known as One Manhattan West. The league will lease 5 floors of the new skyscraper, which will be scheduled to open in 2019. In men's college basketball, UAlbany topped Marist 78-66. Army beat Air Force 79-71, Canisius beat Boston University 87-77, and Binghamton beat Colgate 73-64. In women's college basketball, number 1 UConn handed number 2 Notre Dame its first loss of the season 72-61, and number 20 Syracuse humiliated Coppin State 76-30. The New York Giants will continue their playoff push without the team's most versatile defensive lineman. Jason Pierre-Paul is expected to miss 4 to 6 weeks after undergoing hernia surgery on Wednesday. A person familiar with the deal says that free agent closer Aroldis Chapman and the New York Yankees have reached an agreement on an $86 million 5-year deal. FIFA President Gianni Infantino said a proposal to expand the World Cup finals to 48 teams, with 16 groups of 3 teams, received enthusiastic backing at a meeting of national confederations today. That model, along with an alternative 48-team format and a 40-team event, were 3 proposals put forward for discussion this week by FIFA as it considers expansion of the World Cup from 2026 onward. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org.